Welcome everyone to another episode of Video Store Memoirs. I'm your host, Kevin Salina. Today I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite series of all time. I'm going to be looking at the movie Skyfall from 2012. Before we get started, let's do our usual investigation reporting and let us know what IMDb has to say about this particular movie. James Bond's loyalty to M is tested when her past comes back to haunt her. When MI6 comes under attack, 007 must track down and destroy the threat, no matter how personal the cost. Okay, I'll give you that. It's pretty good. Now it's my turn. This movie being the 50th anniversary of the creation of the James Bond franchise lives up to every possible aspect it could have. First of all, financially, it's the first Bond movie to ever break in over $1 billion in the history. If that doesn't say anything, I don't know what does, because you gotta get people to come back and see it more than once to reach those type of numbers. Secondly, for me, Sam Mendes, who directs the film, really does do an awesome job of balancing both the action, the suspense, the vulnerability side we see of James Bond. In all honesty, in a lot of the Daniel Craig movies, you see more emotion than it's ever been shown for the James Bond character. Okay, and thirdly, and this is going to go on forever and ever and ever, this movie is, bar none, probably one of the best James Bond movies of all time. Daniel Craig is at the top of his game. Judi Dench, who this is her final performance as M, is just as good as her first, the first time she shows up in GoldenEye. Even more so because instead of just being the typical, I'm here to give Bond his assignment and then the movie takes over just about him, she at some point does become the assignment. You really, when I say Daniel Craig's vulnerability comes shining through, you always see in Bond movies that he cares for the women he's trying to protect, but this one takes a totally different turn when you see he's trying to protect someone who's one of the few people in this world who believes in him wholeheartedly, and more so than ever in this one, when he has to prove himself that he is still relevant to the spy game and to MI6. She's basically the only person who looks everyone else in the eye. I trust my agent. He is going to get this job done no matter what. I love this movie. The opening sequence is fantastic. It's probably one of the longer ones that the Bond series has ever created. And you also get a really good look into the backstory that's never really gone that far in that much. You've heard everything about story about Bond and how he was an orphan and he was recruited by MI6. But you actually get to see the home he left behind when he lost his parents for once. The other part of this movie that makes it brilliant is Mr. Silver, character played by Javier Bardem. There's a reason why this man won a Best Supporting Acting Oscar for his portrayal as an assassin, because he just takes that portrayal, that coldness, that insane calmness, and brings it to the character Silver. And from the time he takes hold on the screen, you know this is one methodical character who has planned everything out to the tiniest detail. The only thing he couldn't fathom on is the predictability of Bond. He knows he's going to be an enemy worth his time, worth his effort, but he can only calculate so much. And in several cases, he does have his number, analytically and physically. But there you have it. I think this is one of the best movies in the Bond series. Skyfall is an action movie lover's movie, a Bond movie lover's movie. Anybody who's anybody who wants to see a good movie, this is one you should check out. It's right there up there. I give it 5 clamshells all the way. But there you have it, like I said. We're going to have more movies coming your way. We've got a couple of things coming up for, I'd say, one or two for Valentine's Day and stuff for Black History Month. And then we're going to move right into the Oscars. Keep an eye out for us on all of our different social media. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on TikTok. Video Store Memoirs, you know the name. We thank each and every one of you for showing up, listening to what we have to say, giving us the comments. Please keep doing so. Like I said, my name is Kevin. Thank you so much as always. Enjoy the movie. We'll see you next time.